Welcome.
So to break the flow of presentations a bit, there's now going to be a discussion. So not just a presentation, but a discussion. But I'm still going to give a short presentation first to create some context. First, who am I? I need to speak louder. Okay, no worries. So I'm an embedded software architect. This discussion is also mostly focused on the embedded aspects. I'm working on Linux OS integration as a consultant for dozens of customers. And I'm also a maintainer of the Buildroot project, which has a team of four maintainers, or five, depending on how you count. And that's actually the context from which I come. From which I give this presentation. I don't actually care about S-bombs. It's just something that needs to be done. There we go. Because maybe not everybody is familiar with it, I'll give a quick overview of what an embedded Linux build system is. So basically, it's taking a lot of sources, some open source sources coming from the internet, some in-house components coming from various ways that you can get at them. Sometimes these in-house components are going to be binaries as well. And then the embedded build system takes all that together with the configuration and produces a number of artifacts. One thing to note is that the number of artifacts is really small. So we are talking about maybe five files or something like that. It's not like when you create an operating system that you have all these files that you need to keep track of. So from my point of view, as a maintainer of such an embedded Linux build system, the problem is actually quite simple. We know what the inputs are. We have just a few outputs, and we can just say, okay, these outputs are generated from these inputs. So that's actually what we do in Buildroot. We don't have SPDX at the moment. We don't have anything complicated. We just have a list of packages with the package name and the version, where it comes from, the source URL. Also the tarballs themselves and the hashes for checking the tarball, the patches which are applied to them, the licenses, and the dependencies, so the build dependencies. So what other packages were used to generate this particular package. And then the assumption is that all of this together goes into your target image. So there's no distinction of what is used for what particular output. There's also a list of files per package, which you can kind of use to reconstruct to get more fine-grained. And then what I think is the actual thing you want to have is the CVE information. So the two things which I think are needed are the licenses, and that's part of this top part, and the vulnerabilities, the CVE information. And so there's a separate tool that extracts that, and it uses CPE IDs relate our package name and version to what is in the CVE database. Now, when you do this, this is, of course, not reproducible because it uses CVE information of a certain time, and new CVEs are created all the time. So this, it's something that you have to rerun all the time. So as I said, it's very simple. There's a lot of things which are missing, and where my question is basically, is this something relevant to work on? So one thing that is missing is external files that you supply yourself. It's basically all the configuration, which I mentioned here, this part. The assumption is that as a user, you know what these files are. You can inject them yourself. Same with the Buildroot source. We could make a tarball of the Buildroot source, but we don't really see the point. Then we come to more important things, that's vendor dependencies. So if we're SBOMs are used for two purposes, basically. One purpose is for license information, and second purpose is for vulnerability tracking. Now, if you have a vendor dependency in some package, we just see the top package that vendors it in, and not the actual vendor dependency. So we don't have the package name and the version of that. This used to be not much of a problem because not many people were vendoring. But now you have Go stuff, Rust stuff, NPM stuff, which brings in all these dependencies, and they're kind of invisible to us. We also have everything in one file, not spread out over dozens of SPDX files. Is this good? Is this bad? I don't know. We don't have a SPDX format. We have it only at the package level, not at the individual source file level. So our inputs are basically tarballs, not C files. And as I mentioned before, we don't have mapping of source to target files. So that brings us to the discussions points. For me, the most important thing to discuss is why are we doing this? So what are the consumers? So how is this information going to be used? because that kind of determines what should be used as input as well. If you look at, for instance, the SPDX specification, it doesn't really say whether you have to look at a source file or you can treat the tarball as a source. It just says, okay, there is a relationship there. It's not...
There's relationships to give you the information.
I'm going to give you the microphone.
I'm going to start standing because I suspect I'll be talking. And I'll come up here with you. Turned around. There is... Sorry, back to the question. You got me confused now. SPDX...
Individual source files or tarballs?
Individual source... A tarball is just a file.
Exactly.
And you can use SPDX at any level. And so if you just want to look at the package level, and say, hey, it's this source file, or this tarball file, that's fine. That works. You do not need to take it down to the source file. And it's just a minimum set of fields that you just basically, all the concepts you had up there, should be able to express right now with what we've got in SPDX today without any trouble. And so you basically would put a package there with the metadata that you want to keep at the higher level, and you point maybe to a file that has a hash. Simple enough.
Yep. So I see another remark there.
In a flat format or in a way that can be flattened, all the dependencies at the top level so you can parse them automatically and so forth?
So the remark question is, if I understood correctly, an SBOM is basically a hierarchy of dependencies, but you can flatten it to just have input and output. Yeah. What I think for an embedded build system, I think it's enough to only have this flat one without the hierarchy, because the hierarchy is difficult to determine for the embedded build system, and I don't think it has useful information, unless there is anybody that can say there is actually useful information in the hierarchy.